Ready to go, feeling froggy.
Fuckers.
Nothing.
This is the DTF podcast.
Again.
We're back. I think we have all of 10 listeners right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But hey, you gotta start from somewhere.
Gotta start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere. So this is where we're starting, baby.
No, I was a danger to the road this morning.
Yeah, I heard about that. What was going on?
Oh, I just woke up, you know, real sleepy. Had to go drive down to get a coffee. Wasn't good.
So it was just like pre-sleep grog or post-sleep grog?
Oh, yeah. Driving with some post-sleep grog.
Got, how much sleep did you get?
Not a lot.
See, that doesn't fuck, but it also fucks. The thing that that doesn't fuck about, I guess, days,
yeah,
that there's not enough hours in them.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always want to be doing something, but you gotta sleep.
Got to.
Gotta sleep. So
that's why I put my naps in whenever I can.
Exactly. You sneak a quickie nap, dude.
Might have to. I might do it during the pod.
Hey, you do what you gotta do, man. You do what you have to do. What's up, my dog? My beautiful black lab.
Grandson.
Well, he's your godson.
Godson.
If he was your... Oh, man, I just got a call.
I was going to say, I got a little error there.
Yeah, that was real whack, dude.
That didn't fuck.
That didn't fuck at all. I don't know why.
Who the hell was it?
Okay, my phone's always dry all day, and when I try to record a pod, you gonna call me?
Who the fuck? Who had the nerve?
Jordis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for everybody listening, Jordis is ye old stepsister.
Nice.
And don't know why she come.
Don't know why.
It's like that black song. I don't know why my ex calling, but it's I don't know why my stepsister calling. I don't know. I'm off lately, man. Pretty off.
Chalker's off.
Yeah, but I'm doing my best to be here for the pod, dude.
Because got to.
It's DTF, and we're always DTF to DTF, dude.
If you're on your deathbed, you better get on the pod.
Oh, of course. I'll be hacking up a lung on the podcast. I just assume I'm going to die from lung cancer.
Do it.
I mean, that's how most of my family's gone. Real morbid.
Morbid.
Yeah. But
3 minutes in, we're already getting morbid.
That's what you get. That's what you get when you tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I got to address this on the last one. We can't really edit these episodes just due to the nature of like what we're recording on.
Mm-hmm.
So the last episode, it was kind of a bonus episode, but I just named it episode 2.
Okay. I had
Cameron on it, and there was like a good 5 minute gap where I'm on the phone, and Cameron's just awkwardly interjecting every like 2 minutes. Or something. So I want you all to disregard that.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Hey, fuck it. I'm showing you the real me, dude.
Yeah, we can't edit. This is raw.
We can't edit our lives, man. We're showing you the unadulterated, unfiltered, raw us.
Just be glad it's just audio.
Yeah, exactly. Because if it wasn't, you'd be showing bits and pieces.
Yeah, dude.
Bits and pieces, man.
Bits and pieces of these nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I had added something to my fucking list. I might have some notes here. Maybe. Oh, here's a big one. Okay. So, you know how people say note to self?
Yep.
Like, you know, note to self, don't... Blah, blah, blah.
Don't shit on the toilet seat.
Don't shit on the toilet seat.
Hey, if you say note to self, it's no longer note to self.
Yeah.
Because if you say it aloud, people can hear it. And they now have the note. So it's no longer note to self.
It's note to everybody.
Exactly. It's note to people. Because as a society, no, I'm not going to get that deep. No, but yeah, that's my thing for the week. I heard someone say note to self aloud.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't fuck because it's no longer note to self. You're now passing me the note. If we're in a classroom, guess what? I'd be in trouble.
You just passed me the note.
Exactly.
Way to fucking throw me under there.
Exactly. Throw me under the fucking bus, dude. God.
I'll tell you what doesn't fuck. Losing a Madden tournament.
Oh, yeah. I don't know nothing about that, but.
God, what a sore loser. You're a fucking disgrace. Lose a Madden tournament, you come back and shoot it up. You're disgusting.
God. Shoot it up, dude. You talking about heroin?
Nah, the dude who came back at the Madden tournament and shot people.
Oh, really?
You haven't heard about that yet?
No.
Yeah, he was in a Madden tournament like in Jacksonville.
Oh, is that the Vegas thing?
No, this is in Jacksonville. It was a gaming tournament for Madden, and he lost and came back and shot the place up.
Jesus Christ. What?
Yeah, he killed like 3 or 4 people. Injured about 11 and then killed himself. I was like, oh, what a fool.
Over Madden?
Yeah, he's already higher than Hitler on the evil level.
Was there money at stake?
I think so. Not like, it's not like he was going to lose money because you had to play to get there. But if you played and won, he would have got money. But it's not like he was losing anything.
That's fucking ridiculous. He had to have something else going on.
Oh, dude, they said he was... You can just tell. Like, if you looked at pictures of this guy before it all happened, you could just tell. You can pinpoint him, you know, dead stare, you know.
Dude,
they said getting information and words out of this guy was like pulling teeth. I was like, oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, D-Ray Davis, the comedian,
uh-huh.
He has a special on Netflix, and he said, we got to start watching out for the weird motherfuckers, dude.
All right.
And he's right. All right? You don't want to fucking profile people, but Jesus. You can tell when someone's going to fucking
lose their shit. This guy was so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Most shooters are, like, nowadays, most shooters are, like, yeah.
Crazy-looking white dude.
Yeah, he's probably, you know, got some fucking shit going on right now. We all have shit going on, dude. That's the thing. You gotta talk to people. You gotta connect with them. You gotta fucking help them out.
We don't vend it through an AR magazine.
Dude, if someone had just talked to that dude, been like, hey, I know you lost the Madden tournament, and there's something else going on. I can tell.
I don't think there was any talking to this guy.
I don't know. It just feels like we could so easily pinpoint a fucking shooter nowadays that it's like, come on now. Look out for the weird motherfuckers. And...
Yeah, but then we're just pinpointing potential. It's like a draft pick for school shooters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all you can do unless you want people to die first.
That's true. I'm going to have to see his potential. I'm going to have to see him play in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just go based on what I've heard. But I've heard he's a good-looking prospect, but I got to see some action.
Yeah.
I've got to see some action.
I've heard he's good with the fucking at the shooting range, but...
Yeah.
You know, I got to see him do it, you know?
I've already made a couple jokes about the Madden shooting, you know? Never too soon, in my opinion.
Oh, no, on that Jeselnik wave, dude.
Oh, yeah, Jeselnik wave, never too soon. heard there was a quarterback in the Madden tournament really throwing bullets.
Oh my god!
Really had some heat. Strap for an arm.
Mm-hmm.
Dude had a hand cannon for an arm.
Mm.
Let's see. Timeout for injury.
Yeah.
Gosh, the list just goes on.
Hey, real quick, listeners, fuckers. If you offended,
get the fuck out.
By jokes, you can fuck right off.
Right?
My dog is whining. Hendrix, what's wrong, man? What's wrong, dude? By the way, this is going to be a quickie episode. This is just going to be a quick
30 minutes.
A dirty 30, dude. I like that. Dirty 30.
A dirty 30.
And we're already like 11 minutes through it, so we're just fucking quick. Chilling, dude.
Let's go by quick.
Chilling. It always goes by quick, doesn't it?
I'll get this napping in no time.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna squeeze that nap in real good, dude.
Oh yeah. right after this dirty 30.
Right after the dirty 30. Now I created a page for the does fuck section, but didn't write anything.
Sometimes it's just self-explanatory.
Yeah. Or sometimes you just have weeks where things don't fuck. It's kind of a week.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Oh, I'll tell you what doesn't fuck. Artificial sand.
Artificial what?
Sand.
Sand.
You step your bare foot into some artificial sand. Horrible.
I've never stepped foot in artificial sand.
It's pretty much just really fine gravel. It hurts the feet.
Mm.
I was playing volleyball on it. It's disgusting.
That sounds gross, dude.
Yeah. Still led the team, you know.
Oh, of course. Of course. Can we get some volleyball action going, dude?
Oh, yeah.
I remember in high school playing fucking volleyball in gym class.
Oh, dude.
Crushing it.
Killing it.
Honestly, they should put me on the fucking women's team, dude. I'm crushing it.
Hell yeah.
I'm crushing it, man. Play me in volleyball. You get crushed.
Spiking a ball in your fucking cranium.
Spiked, dude.
What?
I don't know. Fuck, George said something.
It's podcast time, little woman.
Exactly. It's the dirty, dude.
Doesn't fuck. Oh, interruptions during the podcast. DTF doesn't fuck.
They always fucking happen. Okay, here. Exactly. That. All right, I'm about to go off. All right, that doesn't fuck when people interrupt you when you're just trying to fucking do something.
I'm just trying to do something.
Just trying to chill and do what the fuck you want to do. And people interrupt. It's fucking ridiculous. It's happening all the time. People just fucking walk in my room? What?
Who are you?
Knock.
Go away.
Fuck. You know what? I think being 19 is about the hardest thing you can do.
Pretty much.
I'll tell you that right now. You think being 37 is hard? Dude, fuck off.
Yeah, be 19, bro.
Be 19 again. Because you already been there, and you must have forgot how fucking hard it is.
Yeah.
Man. God, I sound like a whiny teenager, but I don't give a fuck.
Fuck it.
Honestly, being... I don't even know. That's how much things have not been fucking. these past couple of days, man. I just don't even know anymore.
I don't even know what fucks and what doesn't fuck. It's the line.
I'm all screwed up, dude.
The line is blurred.
I'm all jumbled up, man.
Yeah.
I'm straight jumbled, dude. That's the fucking title of the episode. Straight jumbled, dude.
You might have to go out and commit some ultraviolence.
Oh, God. Some fucking Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
God.
Get ready for a little ultraviolence.
Yeah. Maybe not the rape.
Yeah, definitely not the rape.
Yeah. Maybe we can, skip past all that.
Right past it.
Mm-hmm. Skip right past the rape, dude.
We're just going to go ahead and skip the rape.
Thanks, but no rape for us.
Yeah. No rape.
Go to Hollywood. Go to Hollywood, meet fucking Harvey Weinstein. No thanks, sir. We'll skip the rape.
I could go to Hollywood right now and get a lawsuit.
Really?
I don't even have to see anybody. If I'm just in Hollywood, I would just tweet out or go to some lawyer and be like, yo, just saw George Clooney, totally sneezed and then fingered my ass. And they'll be like, oh my God, we got a case. I never saw George Clooney that entire day, but I'm winning that case, period.
Yeah.
People are suckers for the rape these days. Everyone's a rapist.
That's what it feels like, honestly. And you know, the thing that doesn't fuck about that is that people who are falsely accusing people of rape are
making it hard for the actual rapists.
making it difficult for actual victims.
Yeah.
To be recognized and come forward. Hey, false rape victims. What are you doing, dude?
Gotta have damn near evidence now just to prove you got raped.
You just gotta fucking chill, man. Chill. Listen, you didn't get raped. Don't say you got raped.
Don't be butthurt because he didn't want to bone you.
Exactly. And hey, if you raped, hey, try not to.
Yeah, hey, don't rape.
Hey, don't. How about nah?
Jeez.
I want every fucking rapist to tune into this podcast for at the 18-minute mark. Listen, stop.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Just at the 18-minute mark, then you can get out. Go.
Yeah. Now, fucking leave. We don't want you. But, yeah.
You're really just raping our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you know what does fuck?
What?
Ice cream sandwiches.
What kind are we talking?
Straight vanilla, bro.
Oh, yeah.
These motherfuckers are brilliant. I'm eating one right now.
I'll tell you what fucks. I had this ice cream the other day. It was caramel-flavored ice cream with caramel in it, dark chocolate-covered pretzels, and some sea salt.
What?
Oh, it was delicious.
Sounds like it.
Absolutely fucking delicious.
Also, I know it's real disrespectful to be eating while I'm doing a pod, but
fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm doing what the fuck I want to do.
He's fucking hungry.
Exactly. This is all we have in the house, basically. A moment of silence.
Just a second. Let him finish the ice cream sandwich.
Let me swallow this bitch.
Yeah. Give him a second.
All right, and we're good. We're back. I'm back. Nice. Finished the
nice
sandwich. Actually, real quick, let me be disrespectful again and take a swig of water.
Do it. Swish it around. Jeez.
I don't think you could hear the swishing, so I had to gargle it.
Yeah. The swishing was very faint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had to come in with a nice mean gargle.
See, what had happened was I filled my mouth with too much water.
Yeah. Then you don't have room to really get nice, like...
Exactly, you don't have room to get a nice going. Swish sound.
Yeah.
That's what does it. Fuck, not enough room for the swish sound?
Yeah.
That's another possible title, dude.
Not enough room for the swish. Stuck
between fucking titles, man. Oh.
Not enough room for the swish. It's so good that it's bad. It's too good.
Too good. Fucking
RoboCop doesn't fuck.
Tell you what really doesn't fuck is the fact that I've been binging TV shows lately.
Yeah.
Did Teen Wolf for a while there. Finish that.
Okay.
Because I'm into supernatural shit. So I was like, I need a new supernatural show, and I'm not watching Supernatural because after season two, talk about this already. After season two, just demons.
Like fuck out of my fucking face.
Fuck out of my face, dude. So I started watching True Blood, the HBO vampire show.
Nice.
And let me tell you, I was hooked.
I think my mom's watched it.
God, well, tell fucking Nicole that I watched True Blood and I'm hooked. Ah. Dude, they got me like a catfish, man. I'm hooked.
Hooked in there, nice baited in.
Exactly, dude. They fucking, what they did was they laid down some bait, and you know what the bait was?
What's that bait? Sex
scenes, dude. So much fucking in this goddamn show.
Jeez.
And let me tell you, I gotta say something. I appreciate it. I like it.
I appreciate you.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna act like I don't appreciate a good sex scene in a TV show, and there's a lot in this one. So
it doesn't.
That's not the only thing that fucks about this show, but you know, it is. It's one of the major components, dude, of any HBO show, really. I know you watch Thrones or some shit.
As far as HBO shows go, I believe True Detective's the only one I've ever watched.
Oh, True Detective, that has some sex scenes in it.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a few. Just a little sprinkle, a little dash. A little
DTF.
Yeah, a little. Some of them are DTF, you know. But anyway, there's 7 seasons of it.
Jeez. I just finished
season 6 last night. Drawing to a close.
Good lord.
And the last season is not available on Amazon Prime.
Gosh, that is just disgusting.
That's sickening, dude. It's sickening. See, I noticed when I first started watching, I was like, all right, let me see how many seasons there are. There were 7. And I was like, but wait, the seventh one is not available on Prime. What the fuck? But then I was like, oh, well, it'll take forever for me to get to season 7 anyway. Fuck it. I'll just worry about it when I come there. I'll worry about that bridge when I have to cross it. Whatever.
Literally come there.
Yeah, when I literally come there because
the scenes are
making me cream my pants. But I'm here, dude. And it came a lot quicker than I expected. That's what she said. And now I have to buy the 7th season for $30, dude.
Is it worth it?
You know how many episodes there are?
How many?
10.
That's like $3 an episode.
Exactly. What the fuck, HBO?
It's that high quality. Prada.
I'm either going to fucking pirate that shit.
Always an option.
That's always an option. Or start a 7-day free trial with HBO and fucking binge the last season within 7 days.
Totally possible.
Well, completely possible. I fucking binged the whole fucking series in 7 days.
There you go.
So, you know, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'll update you. Give you a
hug. I'll see you in 7 days. You'll update me in 7 days.
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, it's done.
What?
That's what you're going to message me, by the way. Done.
Yeah, by the way. It's over. By the way, that's so sad.
True Blood, over.
Yeah, True Blood, done. So sad.
So sad.
That's going to be me. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to watch after that.
Disaster Artist.
I mean, that's a movie, but...
I did not
hit her. I did not.
You're tearing me apart.
Oh, God, it's such a fucking good movie. Listen, fuckers, I'm calling out to you right now. If you haven't seen Disaster Artist, go watch it.
Do it.
Watch it. Watch it.
Go watch my movie. Make big Hollywood movie. Be a star.
My ye old pops is coming back to Ohio.
Oh my goodness, for good?
No, I think just for the weekend.
Oh.
Joke's on him, I'll be working all weekend.
You're gonna have to come down to the bar, Aaron.
Yeah. Have to come down to fucking my place of fucking employment, if you want to see me. So
don't get trashed.
Oh, you know, when it's pops, he's going all the way. Now listen.
Fuck it.
He's chilling, doing what the fuck he wants to do. And that's what I respect.
Respect it hard.
That I can respect. He's got the art of chilling and doing what the fuck he wants to do down to a science, dude.
To a science, literally.
It's not an art anymore, it's a science.
How can I do what the fuck I want?
All the time. That's
by Aaron Murrell. How to do what the fuck you want all the time by Aaron Murrell.
Exactly. That's his book. He should be an author. He's going to misspell everything. My dad misspells everything.
Jeez. It's going to be his manifesto.
God. He can't even spell right.
Oh, Aaron.
He spells it R-I-T-E.
Jeez.
I know.
Oh my god.
And I was the fucking, I was in the spelling bee in third grade, dude.
Hey, same.
Where did that come from?
What place did you get?
I got fucking third place.
I got fourth.
Dude, I got out on ambulance.
Yeah, I didn't get on an ambulance. I wish I did.
God. I don't even know how I spelled it wrong. I could have sworn I spelled it right. And then someone told me how it was, like, so I spelled it. They're like, I'm sorry, that's not right. I was like, oh, okay. So I went to the back. You know, I wasn't real tore up about it. I didn't really want to be in the spelling bee anyway.
Same. I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, this is fucking dumb. And, they told me how it was supposed to actually be spelled, and I was like, but that's how the fuck I already spelled it. Why the fuck did I get out? You know, third grade was a hard... It was a hard time, dude.
I had to spell stethoscope.
Stethoscope? Oh, no. I would have been fucking gone, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I'm tired of standing up here being your show pony for you sheep.
Yeah. About shit that's not even gonna matter after I leave.
Need me to? You need this third grader to spell words to make you feel intelligente?
Yeah, to make you feel good about yourself for making
you're trash. I'm not your show pony.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Another call. Fuck.
Jeez. Right at the 30 minute.
Right at the 30 minute mark. Okay, this has been a quickie episode of DTF. I gotta go and return these fucking calls. People are ringing me off the hook.
And I gotta go take a nap.
Yeah, he's gonna go take a nap. And listen, stay fucking, dude. Stay fucking and stay dry. All right, wear that first print, dude.
Do it.
All right. This has been DTF, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Fuck all of you.
Fuck off.